I told my students this morning, one of my labs, I don't know what it is about the ear. I don't know if it's just the end of the semester, so you guys are just kind of mentally checking out of school, or if just the ear is just not interesting to students. But it is clinically relevant, so we want to make sure we learn it. All right, so when you start learning the ear, remember that you have three parts. You have an external part of your ear, you have a middle part of your ear, and then you have an inner part of the ear. Okay, we're gonna start with external. Okay, this is called the auricle or the pinna. It's just basically elastic cartilage that makes up your outer ear. You have things like the helix and the lobe and your tragus and antitragus if you wanna study those. At the very part where that external ear enters your ear canal is called the external auditory meatus or the external acoustic meatus. Meatus means an opening. That's where you're gonna stick that Q-tip to go clean your ear and your ear canal. And that's basically what makes up your external ear. Moving into the middle ear, we follow that ear canal, and the first structure that you're gonna see is your eardrum, which we call the tympanic membrane. It's gonna basically vibrate when sound enters your ear. And from the tympanic membrane, you have three little ossicles that come off. You wanna remember their order as malleus, incus, and stapes. It's not pronounced stapes. The malleus, they call it malleus because it's shaped like a hammer and it's actually attached to the tympanic membrane. The incus is called the anvil because it accepts the malleus of that hammer called the malleus. So that's the incus. And then for the stapes, you kind of have to see this component where you see it looking like the stirrups of a horse. Okay, those three little ossicles are the smallest bones of your body. You can break them with explosion-like injuries, but they're gonna vibrate when sound enters and bounces off your eardrum, and that vibration gets converted to a vibration in these bones that will get transported to the inner ear. The last structure of the middle ear you wanna learn is this tube right here called the Eustachian tube. Your teacher might call it the pharyngeal tympanic tube because it's connecting that tympanic cavity with the back of your pharynx. So you do drain fluid from your middle ear to the back of your throat. In kids, this is a big deal because in little children, like younger than 6 years old, the Eustachian tubes are parallel. They don't become diagonal like this until we get older. So if a kid gets an infection, like a cold or something, microorganisms like bacteria and viruses can build up behind the middle ear, behind that tympanic membrane here, causing the tympanic membrane to get inflamed, and that's what we call otitis media, middle ear infection. As a kid gets older, those Eustachian tubes will become more diagonal, allowing fluid to drain to the back of the throat. So sometimes if they can't fix that, if the antibiotics don't work, the doctors will literally do a procedure called a tympanostomy, where they'll surgically insert a needle and put a tube in there, and that tube will allow fluid to drain to the ear canal from the middle ear. The other function of the Eustachian tube you want to remember is that helps equilibrate the pressure on the outside of our head with the pressure inside of our head. So when you go up in an airplane and you ascend to that 35,000 feet and you hear your ears pop, that's what your Eustachian tube is doing. It's actually opening to release that pressure to equilibrate it from the outside to the inside. And that's your middle ear. And then your inner ear, okay, I already removed it, okay, but that stapes, if we follow the stapes, which is technically part of the middle ear, you get to three structures in here. You have what's called the vestibule, okay, that's what's connected kind of to the stapes there. That's the vestibule. You have the semicircular canals right here at three different orientations, and then the cochlea, okay. To be very brief in this video, the vestibule does what's called static equilibrium, basically equilibrium when you're standing still, and then the semicircular canals do what's called dynamic equilibrium, which is like balance and equilibrium while you're spinning and moving. And then you have the cochlea here, which is responsible for hearing. You have a special organ in there called the organ of Corti that helps you hear. And then you see that eighth cranial nerve or the vestibular cochlear nerve connected to that. So there's the cochlear branch and there's the vestibular branch. And that is your ear.